More than 40 years ago, Michigan's food supply was contaminated. People's health is being affected, even now. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. All this week, we're looking at the ripple effects left behind by the company that made that tragic mistake. In 1973, the Michigan Chemical Corporation shipped a toxic flame-retardant chemical to a livestock feed plant instead of a nutritional supplement. The chemical is called polybrominated biphenyl, or PBB. It took about a year to discover the accident. Millions of Michiganders ate contaminated milk, beef, chicken, pork, and eggs. All these years later, researchers are finding that PBB exposure is linked to health problems.
Honestly, part of this consent form says that if you don't want to do any part of the participation, you don't have to.
A team from Emory University held a couple of clinics in West Michigan last month. They tested people's blood for PBB and had them fill out questionnaires. Daisy Sharman grew up on a farm in Gregory. Her family's cows were contaminated. People who worked in the chemical plant and people who lived on farms tend to have higher PBB levels.
I want to know what our levels are and how it's affecting, you know, the community and how other people are, their health.
Here's the trouble with the chemical. It sticks around in your body.
We have recently tested about 850 people around the state of Michigan, and fully 85% of them still have PBB from this accident 40 years ago in their bodies.
Michelle Marcus is the lead scientist on the research team at Emory.
The most striking findings that we have is that people who were exposed during critical periods of development, that is, if they were exposed in the womb because their mother had high levels of PBB, or if they were exposed in early childhood, that the development of the endocrine system may be affected.
She says they're finding women with high PBB levels have an increased risk of breast cancer. Men who were highly exposed are more likely to have thyroid problems. Daughters of women with high levels of PBB are having their periods a year earlier. As those girls have become adults, they have an increased risk of miscarriages.
I myself have had 10 miscarriages and 4 ectopic pregnancies over my adult life.
Jane Ann Nyerges was just 7 years old when the PBB mix-up happened. For at least a year, she ate contaminated beef, chicken, and eggs from her family's farm. Her PBB levels are higher than average, even now, 40 years later. She says Emory's PBB study helped her understand why she had so many fertility problems.
And it's like closure for me to say, okay, it's not that I was, you know, not able to carry a child because there was something just wrong with the way I was designed physically, but because of the impacts of the PBB. And that gives me a sense of peace.
The PBB disaster has affected 3 generations of Michiganders so far. The researchers say animal studies have found that endocrine-disrupting chemicals like PBB can affect 4 or 5 generations. The Emory team has applied for funding to continue the long-term health study. Tomorrow, we continue our series with a look at the pollution left behind by the chemical company. People who live near the old plant are finding dead birds in their yards. We'll hear why. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.